This is the VOA Special English Development Report. World Tuberculosis Day was March 24th. It was also the 125th anniversary of the discovery of the bacterium that causes the lung disease. Tuberculosis is one of the world's leading infectious diseases. The World Health Organization says about 2 billion people around the world are infected with the bacterium that causes the disease. About 1.6 million people died from the lung disease in 2005. TB infection can remain inactive in a person's lungs for years or even a lifetime. The disease, however, becomes active in about 10% of all cases. TB causes a high body temperature and coughing. Infected people spread the disease by releasing particles from their mouths when they cough, sneeze, spit, or talk. Most TB cases are in South and East Asia, Africa, and West Pacific nations. The World Health Organization says about 60% of all cases are discovered and a majority of them are cured. The health agency has a 5-step program to guarantee that TB patients take their medicine correctly. The program is called Directly Observed Treatment Short Course, or DOTS. Directly observed means that local health care workers watch to make sure patients take their medicine every day. Full treatment usually lasts from 6 to 9 months. Some people, however, stop the DOTS program as soon as they feel better. That only makes the infection more difficult to treat. TB continues and grows into drug-resistant forms when patients fail to finish taking their medicine. The World Health Organization declared TB a public health emergency in 1993. Since then, a new report shows worldwide tuberculosis rates are steady or falling. The report says the percentage of the world's population with the disease reached a high level in 2004 and remained steady in 2005. If this continues for the next 3 to 4 years, WHO officials believe their Millennium Development Goal could be reached. The goal is to discover at least 70% of infectious cases and successfully treat 85% of those cases by 2015. And that's the VOA Special English Development Report, written by Jill Moss. You can read and download audio of Special English programs at our website, voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Steve Ember.